Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, September 15th, 1950. Vacuum Pan Molasses goes to London. On this day, September 15, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that the 4,022-ton molasses tanker, Scottish Musician, was laying at anchor in Carlisle Bay whilst in the process of loading vacuum pan molasses destined for London. Since the onset of the sugar revolution in the latter 17th century, Barbados was a major producer of molasses, which is a derivative of sugar production. Fancy molasses, pan molasses, black strap molasses, sweet or light Barbados molasses, and vacuum pan molasses were all variants of molasses produced in Barbados. Each of these types of molasses were used for specific purposes like rum making, baking, general sweeteners, animal feeds, and other specialty applications. The production of vacuum pan molasses in Barbados increased appreciably in the early to mid-19th century as the island shifted from plantation-based sugar factories to centralized sugar factories. By 1939, there were some 33 vacuum pan factories which produced pan molasses. The Scottish Musician arrived in Barbados on Wednesday evening and was expected to leave port on Saturday. Notably, this was the first call in Barbados of a large molasses tanker since the end of World War II. To facilitate the export of the molasses, the 289-ton motorboat, the Athelbrook, which was berthed in the Inner Basin, transferred the loads of molasses to the Scottish Musician. Loading the Athelbrook with molasses in the Inner Basin of the Carenage disrupted vehicular traffic in Bridgetown for about 30 minutes as the Chamberlain Bridge had to be swung open as the vessel made its way to and from the Inner Basin. The Colonial Office report on Barbados 1949 reported that between 1948 and 1949, over 6 million gallons of molasses were produced on the island. The largest purchasers, respectively, were the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States. Prior to the start of the war, the Scottish Musician had called port in Barbados. Likewise, the Athelbrook had made two calls in Barbados to transport molasses to Trinidad. Both vessels were part of the Athel Line, which was started in 1940 as a subsidiary of the United Molasses Company.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.